Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making the headlines globally. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran.
Should have seen Matt grooving to that.
You too, Fran. Look, as we've discussed before on RN Breakfast, Fran, while inside Britain there are big concerns about what Brexit will mean for the economy, outside of Britain, Brexit is often seen as a bit of an opportunity, particularly for trade. Australian and American governments have talked about their excitement at the potential for new trade deals with Britain, and there's analysis which indicates that a hard Brexit could be quite beneficial for Britain's trade partners as they negotiate new deals with the UK alone rather than the whole EU bloc. To that end, before the beginning of US President Donald Trump's state visit last week, the US ambassador to the UK, Woody Johnson, told the BBC, was asked by the BBC's Andrew Marr what this would mean for pharmaceutical trade and the National Health Service, the NHS.
Right. A lot of people are worried that a big free trade deal with America means American pharmaceutical and medical corporations getting a slice of the NHS.
Oh, I don't think they'd be put in any particular position regarding that. And your National Health Care Service is the pride of the country, and everybody has a highly, it's a highly emotionally charged issue.
Do you feel that healthcare has to be part of the deal?
I think probably the entire economy would, in a trade deal, all things that are traded would be on the table.
Which includes healthcare.
I would think so.
This comment has sent a panic through British politics. The NHS, as the ambassador says, is something Britons are very proud of, and it's an emotionally charged issue. Britons, like Australians, look at the American healthcare system in dismay and are as protective of their NHS as we are of Medicare, or even more so. So the idea that a post-Brexit trade deal could mean American pharmaceutical companies could get more power over the NHS is a big deal. So when Donald Trump gave a press conference with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May yesterday, he was asked about it. And though Theresa May did need to help him a little bit with his answer.
Do you agree with your ambassador that the entire economy needs to be on the table in a future trade deal, including the NHS?
I think we're going to have a great trade deal, yes. I think we're going to have a great and very comprehensive trade deal.
With the NHS.
I can't hear him. What?
It's the National Health Service. He says, should the National Health Service be on the table?
Look, I think everything with a trade deal is on the table. When you're dealing in trade, everything's on the table. So NHS or anything else, or a lot more than that. But everything will be on the table, absolutely.
This has led to even more panic in British politics and is in many ways a gift to the people arguing for Brexit to be cancelled and for the UK to remain in the EU. Overnight, the President did an interview with Piers Morgan on ITV and was asked to clarify his comments.
No leader, it seems to me, would allow Britain to effectively sell the NHS as part of a trade deal. Would you, as the American President, see that as a deal breaker if none of the NHS was on the table?
I don't see it being on the table. Somebody asked me a question today, and I say everything's up for negotiation, because everything is. But I don't see that being, that's something that I would not consider part of trade. That's not trade.
And yet, in other trade deals the President has put together since becoming the President, including the new one with Canada and Mexico, the USMCA, pharmaceutical companies have been big winners, with protections included against competition from generic brands. We'll see what all that means for the UK. Meanwhile, the President has been talking about borders, and he met with the Prime Minister of Ireland, Leo Varadkar. The President likened the ongoing Irish backstop issue about the potential of a hard border between the US, between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, to his issues securing the US-Mexico border.
I mean, we have a border situation in the United States, and you have one over here. But I hear it's going to work out very well. I think it's both going to work out well. It's going to work out very well here.
They really want to avoid, of course, as being a border or a wall between...
No, I think you do. I think you do. The way it works now is good. You want to try and keep it that way and...
So Leo Varadkar saying that the two issues are a little bit different. But the other big thing that is making news internationally, Fran, funnily enough, is us.
Australian police raided the offices of Australia's national broadcaster on Wednesday over allegations that it had published classified material, prompting the editorial director to say it's not the Australia I know.
I want you to take a look at this. Federal authorities took evidence from the Sydney offices of the government-funded Australian Broadcasting Corporation. This is essentially a raid in process, what you're seeing here. This, though, was a very highly unusual move by the Australian authorities. The network says it will continue to report about matters of public interest without fear. We'll continue to monitor that story.
They came to find information on the ABC's computers, and federal police had permission from the courts. They say they're investigating accusations the broadcaster published classified state secrets 2 years ago in reports called the Afghan Files. The news agency called it an attempt to intimidate their journalists. ABC's management says this was highly unusual in a country that says it supports freedom of the press.
This story is making news all around the world, Fran, from the BBC to NBC and to what you just heard there, which was two Turkish broadcasters and CNN. Everybody's interested in what's happening.
Puts it all into perspective, isn't it? It's not usual.
No,
and it can't be the new normal, as people keep saying, is this the new normal? Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, Fran.